how to combine endurance and street lifting in one athlete. We had an awesome interview with Nikola from the YouTube channel Back to the Basics. After the great feedback for the interview with Uroš Aške, we are now happy to have the second leader of the YouTube channel here, Nikola, who is sharing a lot about his workout, about his nutrition, and how it's possible to combine street lifting and endurance in one workout schedule.
When you have a very strong mental strength, you will pass every challenge in your life.
Again, you can find all the topics that we talked about in the YouTube chapters and in the YouTube description. Enjoy the advice from this beast. Yo, gorillas, welcome to the Athlete Insider podcast by GorNation. My name is Phil, and today's guest is the Serbian street lifting and endurance beast, leader of the YouTube channel Back to the Basics, Nikola Vanjović, also known as Kines. I hope that I pronounced the name approximately right. Welcome to the show, Nikola.
It is good. It's nice to be part of the interview with you.
Thanks for taking the time. How are you today?
Very well, very well. And I am always something like that. You?
Awesome. Yeah, everything is good. We don't have, like, it looks that you have really good weather in Serbia, is it right?
Yes. It's sunny day, yes.
Wow. Okay, here in Germany it's only raining, so yeah, happy for you then.
I know.
Great. Yeah, let's start with the interview. How do you present yourself? Who are you? What do you do?
When we talk about the calisthenics, that is, I can say, one of the most important thing in my life. Maybe I can say the most important, because I spend too much time thinking about it without I'm doing it after training before and so on. My name is, as you can say, Nikola Vanjović. Nickname is Kines Vanjović for strangers, and I can present myself as a man who is very consistent and dedicated to things that he is interested in, and he doesn't interest it at all for things that isn't interesting at all for me personally.
Okay, so you're somebody, if you do something, you do it with 100%, you do it with full energy, right?
Yes, that's the way you can say that.
Cool. Nickname Kines. Do you want to tell us the story? Because when we did the interview a few weeks ago with Uroš, people asked, yeah, interview the Chinese. And I was asking myself, who is the Chinese? And like now you said, Kines is your nickname. And in Serbian, yes. it means the Chinese, right?
Yes, it means the Chinese. When I was very young, at my 7 years old, I was in school, and I have some, I don't know how to say, long hair, but
really thin.
I don't know. Yeah. It's yes, thin. I don't know how how it's named. Yeah. And other kids thought that is something like Chinese people have always, and that's a mistake, that's pointless, but that's the reason why they started to call me Kines and Chinese when we talk about English, and I started to fight them with my head, and that's the reason why they increased to call me Kines, and after that I started to love my nickname.
Okay. Well, and how old are you today?
I am 24 years old.
Okay. And how heavy, like how many kgs?
Now I am 87 kg.
87. Well, and yes.
I'm on cut. I was heavier. I was 90, 91, 92 kg when I was winter.
And how many kilogram? Sorry, how many centimeters?
My height is 182 centimeters.
Okay. Wow. So you're like really heavy for your height.
Yes, yes, yes. I have a very big appetite, and I think it's the main reason why I'm heavy. And I train hard all the time, and that's the reason why I'm not fat. I think when I finished my I stopped to work out, I think I would be fat.
Okay. So for you, it's easy to gain weight, but more difficult to lose weight.
By genetic, not. I was very thin. I was very thin, but I, for example, 7 years ago, I wanted to gain mass, not muscle mass, but mass. Mm-hmm. Is if it's fat, it's good, because I was 63 kg, and after that, my metabolism is changed. And that's the reason why I now can get mass very easy. And the other thing is my appetite, which now is very, very big, and I can eat everything.
So you say that it's possible for a person who is like more thin and who is has more difficulties to gain weight to change his metabolism just by like getting
eating
his body
more.
By eating more over
eating
a long
more.
Time.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, when my body said that's enough of food, I ate twice. After that, I ate twice that.
Wow.
For example, if it's good for me to eat 6 eggs, I ate 12 eggs, and so on.
And but you do this for your performance, or do you think that's healthy?
No, then that was 6-7 years ago. I only wanted to be more massive because I was thin, and now I can increase my mass, and I can go down if I want. But for my mind, it's more difficult when I should go down because of loving of eating very much food.
And do you eat clean, or do you also eat junk food?
When it's winter, I eat what I love. If it's cheap, I cheat. If it's not, I eat clean. But when summer starts, or before summer, for example, two months before, from April, I started to eat more clean, and about on June I eat completely clean, and that's last 3 or 4 months, and after that again I eat what I love, and that's the reason that repeat.
Cool.
That's the thing that repeat. Yes.
Nice. We will get into detail also for the nutrition later and for your diet. First of all, tell us the story. How did you get in touch with the sport? How were your beginnings in calisthenics? Maybe you want to start really at the beginning of your workout.
I started training on May 5th, 2013. At first week, I started with 3 sets of 20 push-ups, and soon I do more and more sets. And after 2 weeks, I did 50 sets of 30 of 20 push-ups. After that, I decided to decrease number of sets and to increase number of reps. And I started to do 3 sets of 35 push-ups with pause about 1 minute and 30 seconds, I think. Whenever I increase reps by five reps, I increase pause for 30 seconds, I think, if I memorize it's good. In the main time, I started with pull-ups. At the beginning, I could do 5 pull-ups with bad form, and started doing Armstrong's pull-ups plan. That's for beginner, the best pull-up plan. After eight weeks, I could do 23 pull-ups also with bad form, because in five to six last reps, I was climbing. And I didn't go all the way down. Also with Beth and about 60 wide push-ups with form bad, but not that bad. And my training for push-ups was 3 sets of 50 to 60 reps. 1 year after I started calisthenics, I know that I did 60 reps, but in time between, I'm not sure, with 3 minute less rest. I was doing that kind of training all the time until I met Ashke 1 year after I started with calisthenics. At that time, I already could do 5 muscle ups with only one rule, doing in my both arm transition. That was the rule for muscle up. Climbing is something that I can, it's good in this period of time. And after I met Ashke, who already was beast in every sense of the world, I started doing endurance workouts with pretty fast, gave me great physique, and my endurance was significantly improved. That's the short story. After that, I started doing more and more endurance. And last winter, I started with absolute strength and so on.
So just last winter, you started with a one rep max, or like absolute strength, max strength?
Yes.
Okay, I can imagine that you progressed really fast because you had a really good basic strength from the endurance, right?
Yes, but I made some difficulties about my training plans because I wanted to be, for shortest time, to reach something very great. There's a mistake. I knew that the mistake when I started that, but I was thinking about probably I will do it, for example, 8 weeks, and after that I will do some rest time, which will me recover enough. But I was wrong calculated.
So you mean that you injured yourself, or that you made less progress?
Yes. I have an injury, not bad injury, but injury which is enough to that I must stop doing that. I have an injury in my brachioradialis, or right arm, and I started with 1 rep max of 95 kg on dip, and after 8 weeks I could do 110 kg. And for pull-ups, I started with 60 kg max, 1 rep max, and after 8 weeks I could do 65 kg 1 rep max with training form. There was that injury, and recovery of that injury lasts for, I think, 6 weeks.
Wow.
And after that I started again. Yes, I lost too much time because I made that mistake.
So if you could go back right now or give advice to the people listening, it would be to have more patience and to start slowly, like in small steps.
I can say that the more important is to the workout plan make from your head, not from your wild body hungry for strength or so on.
Okay, so like making really a smart plan with realistic and not optimistic goals and numbers.
Yes, I did it after that, and everything was better, much better. But after 30 weeks, I did only workouts for absolute strength, 100 max. I should test myself again, and I could do... before that test, I could do 115 kg on dip, and a few days before on my regular workouts, I did 4 reps of 105 kg on dip, and in last set, and 7 reps with 100 kg. And I'm 100% sure that I can do, can go up with 120 kg and maybe can go up with 125 kg. But 1 day before I should try my new personal best, I filmed new video on my YouTube channel where I did 900 push-ups, and that killed my body. I have a very big muscle pain that which lasts for 7 days. Honestly, I couldn't go up from my bed in push-up position. I should roll to my back and do crunch. That was very, very big muscle pain. And after that, I try and I lose my strength in that recovery process, which lasts too long. And I couldn't even do 120 kg. Maybe I couldn't do 115, which I could do 6 weeks before that. But I didn't try that because I was upset enough because I didn't success to do 120 kg. Mm-hmm. That's the story.
Do you have the situation more often that you're like because you in your YouTube videos you do like crazy performances, like it's really insane the sets that you do, the workouts that you do, and do you sometimes feel that your YouTube career is slowing down your progress as an athlete, or like slowing down the progress that you make?
Yes. I know what you want to say. Yes, but that was in that situation. I knew that in situation that someone else want to get advice for me. That is it good to do 900 push-ups one day before they should test? I would say it's pretty crazy, it's stupid, and I did it. Now I couldn't believe that I did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another question that I have, like, you do street lifting and you do like a really one rep max, or like low rep numbers, high weight
intensity.
And on the other hand, you do like really high volume with endurance. How is it possible to combine these two things? Is it your long-term goal to combine both?
Now I started from yesterday. I started to combine that. I make a hybrid workout plan for street lifting and endurance. But before that, that's the reason I had that much muscle pain. I didn't do high reps for 7 months, now I will do two workouts for absolute strength, two for endurance in upper body, one for leg absolute strength, and one for leg which will have more volume.
Okay. And do you think you will progress quicker with the combination of both, or do you think it will go slower, but you will grow in both areas?
I think that there are pros and cons, but I think that when I do only endurance, I have a pain in my tendons and so on. When I do only training for one rep max, I have, for example, problems with my recovery time, that I didn't recover enough to do good enough next workout, something like that. That's a problem. And I think when I combine that two things, but workouts shouldn't be 100% every workout. From 80 to 90% is good enough.
For every workout, 80 to 90%?
Yes, and when we test ourselves, it should be good to 100%. And for example, 2 weeks before, 1 week before we should start, that's the time when we should go to 95%.
Okay. Interesting. So yeah, let's go back to your beginnings in the sport. So you talked about your first muscle up. How long did it take from the first workout ever to the first clean muscle up?
For the first muscle up with both hands transition, yeah. It took me 1 year, but I didn't try. When I tried for the first time to do muscle up, 2 days after that I did muscle up.
Okay.
I think I could do easier because when I do first muscle up, I already could do 25 pull-ups with form.
Yeah. So if you have to give a beginner advice to learn the muscle up, what would it be?
We made two YouTube videos, which is very useful for muscle up. And I cannot say something by words. They can go and check the videos, and a lot of people learn muscle up by following that steps we show and that we use.
Does it have English subtitles?
I think it has.
Okay, cool. Then we will put the links in the description so people can check it out.
Sure.
When you started working out, the main goal was to, you said you wanted to increase your mass. Like what was your main goal with working out, with doing calisthenics? Was it to learn cool skills to is it to have like really high numbers? Is it to become stronger? Is it to look better, to have a good physique? What was your main motivation to do calisthenics?
At the beginnings, I only wanted to be more massive, and I did calisthenics because I tried to do workouts in the gym, and after 3 months of working out in the gym, I noticed that my pull strength was very decreased because I couldn't go up to pull up and hold that for example 2 to 3 seconds. I could go up, and after go down by because I didn't have enough strength, and that's the reason I chose calisthenics because I wanted to be strong as my body looks.
Okay. So when you did your workouts in the gym, you already had built a good physique, like you already
No, that was 6 months after my beginning.
Okay.
And after I met Ashke, I decided to go only with calisthenics because he was bigger than me and on about 8% of mass of body fat percentage, 8%, and that's the reason why I was fat. For example, 15% body fat.
Wow. So he motivated you with his physique and with his performance because he was strong
yes, endurance, infinite endurance. I call that.
Nice. And did you think in the beginning that you will become that strong, like that you will reach the level that you have today?
Yes.
For you, it was always possible. It was your goal to become that.
Yes. Of course. I also think that I will be better and better and better because I know that I will be in the game forever. For the rest of my life, and I know that here is a huge space to be better.
True. And you talked about that you have like problems with your tendons when you do endurance, which is something that I hear a lot of times, but and also experience myself. If like there is a workout with 700, 1000 reps or something, it's really
problem with tendons is because we do reps with too much explosive power. Mm-hmm. That's the main reason. If we do it slowly, we didn't have
Okay, so if somebody does a lot of reps but does them controlled, he doesn't have problem with tendons.
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
Okay. And the explosiveness is because you let yourself fall into the joints, or what is the reason that the joints hurt for explosive reps?
When we for example, do pull-ups and do it for with maximal explosive power, when we go down, the gravity will result that our tendons will be tightened too much.
Mm-hmm.
And when we repeat it very much, too many times, it will be it started to be painful and so on. My English isn't good enough to
no, it's good.
To describe it. Yeah.
For example, in arm wrestling, the goal is to strengthen the tendons and to make them thicker and thicker.
Is it
possible with and is it the goal for a calisthenics athlete as well?
To have that really, strong tendons,
really big, strong tendons.
I know that arm wrestlings have much more problems with tendons than me. I could say that it's very good to have strong tendons, but tendons can be improved much slower than muscle, and we couldn't do anything about that.
True. That's true. People also asked if you ever tried to do statics or even dynamics, if you did some freestyle.
Dynamics, not.
No.
That's definitely not for me. But statics, yes. 4 years ago, I started with Ashke. We make a decision to learn. To learn, he could do front lever, I couldn't, and we made the decision to I should learn front lever and straddle planche, and he should learn straddle planche. We are both succeed in that in 2 months, I think, and after that I could do straddle planche push-ups, but when I stopped doing that, I lost everything, and now I can do front lever for about 15 to 20 seconds every time, but I don't practice that at all. I have a very strong back in that central back. Mm-hmm. I have it very strong. I looks like turtle when you look at me for beside me.
Okay. But the straddle planche was lost when you stopped training it, right?
Yes, after 2 weeks, I think I couldn't do, and when I learned that, I could do 5 seconds, very good form. And after 2 weeks, I didn't practice that, I lost everything.
Do you think it's like everybody loses the straddle planche if he doesn't practice it, or is it because of your genetics that?
I don't think it's my genetic, but I didn't put enough time to master the straddle planche. I learned it, for example, on May, and I stopped doing it on June in 1 month.
Okay.
That wasn't enough time to master it.
Yeah, but still impressive. Again, like we already had a lot of athletes in the podcast who were like big fans and of basics, like of that basics build the base, as it already says, basics build the base for like for good strength, for also statics, for example. And if you learned the straddle planche, for example, in 2 months, if I understood right, that's this the proof that the basic
yes, it is. I have a very long arms.
Mm-hmm.
And it was easier to me to learn straddle planche because I could go with my hands very low.
Okay.
Ashke had more problems with that than me.
Okay. Good for you. Great. If you would have to decide today, only reps, body weight reps, or only weighted for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
I can choose between one thing. If I chose high reps, there is great physique, great endurance, great explosive power, and great condition. Well, if I choose only street lifting, I will have only absolute power, and that's the reason why I will always choose endurance between that.
So like the street lifting doesn't give you the physique that you're aiming for. So great physique means low body fat percentage, or?
Last summer I was, I think, on about 9 to 10 body fat percentage, and I was on 88 kg. I was looking very, very good, the best in my life. When I started to do street lifting, I gained muscle, but I lost some muscles, and that's negative for me when we talk about physique.
Okay. Nice. We had some, I think we received a lot of questions from young listeners, and a lot of listeners asked how to gain muscle with calisthenics, because it's, I think it's,
If you have big appetite, it's easy. That's the main thing. But you should do high reps. Training should be very, very hard for your mind. That's the reason why endurance is hard. That's more hard for your mind than it's hard for your body. I'm 100% sure that is thing for everyone else, not only for me.
Okay, so if you see yourself now, you were 63 kg, I think you said, as a young
16 years old.
Yeah, 16 years old. Back then, like, it's easy to say, yeah, you have to have big appetite. The secret formula that you say is high intensity workout. So like a high volume, high reps, and eating a lot. This in combination leads to muscle
and eating
growth.
Clean. Yes, I'm sure. Eating clean.
Okay. And did you ever have problems like to eat a lot, to eat enough, to eat the big portions, even though you didn't have the appetite in the beginning?
Yes, that was more hard than workouts. In that period of time, to 2014, I trained from 4 to 5 hours a day. And I had five very big meals.
Wow. And was it the good way? So was it good to work out that much?
I think it's not, because the best athletes now, I'm looking at street workout athletes, I gave them respect, not by their looking, but by their performance, endurance, strength, and so on. And I think that isn't good if you want to be good in street workout, in reps, in strength. But if you want only to be big, it's good way.
Okay.
Now I wouldn't do that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay. Then we had a person, Ashke, asking, do you work out abs?
I didn't work out abs while I doing street lifting, but I'm starting now again. Last summer I did two workouts per day for my abs.
Wow.
This summer I will do the same stuff.
You said two workouts per day, or?
Yes, but that is small workouts, okay. 8 to 10 minutes for my ABS.
On the floor, or what do you do for the abs?
Yes, on the floor, one workout when I go up from my bed on the floor, and the other after my regular workout on the park, on the bar, going up with my legs.
Okay. Nice. What is your opinion on mobility, on stretching?
Mobility and stretching. When we talk about stretching for faster recovery, it can be pointless. I'm not sure. I do it after every workout, but I'm not sure if it's actually good for recovery faster. I'm not sure, but when we talk about mobility, it's very important. When we talk about push people like me, they have more strength in push. It's very big chance to have around the shoulders, and that's the reason why you should before every workout do some things about your mobility. Okay. For your shoulders, hips, knees, and so on.
Okay. Yeah. Question from a 15-year-old listener. We, as I said, we had a lot of young listeners. Somebody asked, is it good to work start with calisthenics at 15 years old, or is it too early?
Yes.
What is your opinion on starting with calisthenics early? Is there something that people should take care of, something that people should keep in their mind, or can they just do whatever they want?
The best gymnastics started from 6 to 7 years old. I think the best period of time for calisthenics is to start when we are at 14 to 16 years old. He is 15 years old. It's good to start.
Okay. And what do people have to take care of? Because I remember like really bad form, push-ups, hurting elbows, hurting wrists. Like what is some advice give in the beginning?
But if you don't have enough strength, you should make some compromise between form and your current strength. Form shouldn't be dirty that makes some injury to you. But also form didn't have to be great in every workout, in every set, in every rep. I'm sure 100%. When we talk about the strongest people in this sport, everyone trained with not perfect form.
True. That's really important what you just said, that because there are a lot of comments for like bad form or something, and it's good to have a training form to maximize the strength and to really go to the limits of strength and not only take care of form. But the form shouldn't be that bad that, I don't know, the shoulder is in a bad angle or the elbows are hurting.
You must learn it. Yeah. You must learn it. Your body must learn it. What is the form you can do, which isn't perfect, but from which you will get the more gains.
Mm-hmm. True. Can you tell us more about your current schedule for the week? So you just started with endurance again and combining both now. You said you already told your split. So how you split your workouts. Can you go more into detail? How does an endurance workout look like? How does a weighted workout look like?
Monday is for straight lifting, that is for pull-ups, dips, and squats with additional weight. Reps range about 3 to 5 reps, mm-hmm. 5 sets, for example.
How much rest between the sets?
Between as many as you need.
Okay.
So, for example, 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay. Cool.
Tuesday, the second day, is a endurance workout. Now I tried to gain back my old endurance, and I'm doing old workouts where I have time, which was indeed period of time when I was the best. When we talk about endurance, I now have time. How many time it took for one workout to me, and now I compare doing the same workouts. I'm weaker about 50%.
Wow.
Then I was on summer. Third day is for legs, high volume. Fourth day is for pull-ups and dips. And fifth day is again endurance. So this is forest.
Okay. Can you describe one endurance workout more into in detail? How does it look like?
Now I'm only doing cycles, mm-hmm. pull-ups, dips, and push-ups, and I'm doing 10 reps and 15 to 20 cycles.
10 reps
and each. Yes, it.
And is it in EMOM or like how much rest do you do?
No. I tried to do as fast as possible.
Okay.
Last summer I could do 10 pull-ups, 10 dips, 10 push-ups, and 10 squats, 20 cycles for 25 minutes. Now I can do 10 pull-ups, 10 dips, 10 push-ups, 15 cycles in 28 minutes.
Wow.
That's very worse.
So it's really that the street lifting and the low rep range really destroyed your endurance.
Yes. Really destroyed. But my body learned that. My body earned that endurance last year, and I will have back my endurance.
Okay. So you will become stronger than you were before.
Yes, I'm sure.
Cool.
Because when we talk about my one rep max, now I'm stronger. And for example, if we talk about body weight exercise, for example, dip, it's less percentage of my one rep max doing one rep body weight than it was last year when I was able to lift 95 kg. Now I'm able to lift 115, 220 kg. It's I already calculated it. Last summer one dip was 47%, and now it's 42%. And for example, my maximum number in one set dips last summer was 133 reps, and now I think it will be over than 150 reps.
Wow, sounds really nice. That's cool. You're in the game for a long time, and you're working out for a long time. You say that you're somebody who is. If he does something, he does it for a long time and he's like within it for 100%. But do you also have these moments where you lose motivation? So what do you do when you lose motivation?
No, I didn't have that moment for last 8 years.
Wow.
So, because I'm thinking about training all the time. It's impossible to lose motivation.
Why do you think is that? Do you also always have like this big goal where you want to go, or what is?
Yes. I don't want to waste my time. That's something I hate the most, and that's the reason why I was feeling very bad because I had that injury for which lasts for six weeks when I started with street lifting.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk again about your diet. Can you tell us what you eat in a day? How many meals right now? How many calories, etc.?
I don't know about calories, about 3,500 to 4,000. I'm not sure. But I eat meat, chicken, or horse, or... I don't know how to say cow, but male cow.
Okay.
I don't know.
Beef, like
male cow. Beef, yes. Yeah. Beef.
Did I understand right? Horse.
Horse. Horse.
Is it,
yes. Horse.
Is it normal in Serbia?
Yes.
Because here in Germany you don't eat horse. It's
I don't know. Here in Serbia, I'm one of the rare person that eat horse. I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
I eat about 5 eggs per day with some kind of meat, for example, dry meat of pig, and mm-hmm. something like that. I eat every morning I eat oats with whey protein and milk and banana and something. I mixed recipes for that, and that's the main things. If we think about vegetables, here are, for example, beans, corns, carrots, tomatoes, cucumbers, and so on.
Okay.
There's the clean food.
And do you do a cheat day per week or per month or just when you want to?
I did a cheat day when we filmed the YouTube video.
Okay.
And that's the one time.
Okay. Yeah, supplements in general. People asked about your supplement advice.
I started to use whey protein 1 year ago, and I think it's very good. But it's not necessary. If you don't have money for that, you shouldn't use that. I was working out for 7 years without that, and I was look good. I was strong, and I had endurance and everything. That's it.
Okay. Did you ever try creatine?
No. That's I don't know how to say on English, but that's the one thing I keep like something can boost me. If I if my strength wouldn't go up, I will start to use creatine. For example, I think it will be in 2 years.
So it's your joker when you stagnate.
Yes, my joker. I wasn't sure if I can tell on that way.
Yeah. Okay. And we also received the question from some people. Do you take steroids, or did you ever steroids?
No. I didn't. I don't take steroids. And the main problem with street lifting is steroids, because I think the strongest athletes use steroids, and street workouts athlete in general was blamed for using steroids for years, and they in most of cases didn't use steroids. But now the strongest street lifter, some of the strongest street lifter, I'm sure they use steroid, and they dirty our sport, which was one of the purest in the world.
Okay. Yeah, that's a difficult topic, because in street workout there is no control, no regulation as it is in other sports before competitions, for example.
Yes. And if it started to be some regulation, it always can be cheat with some kind of cyclist with using steroid. I don't have enough knowledge about that, but I know it can be done.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're slowly coming to an end of the interview. Maybe you want to share us a little bit what are your goals for this year? So we have right now it's mid May, so you still have 6.5 months or even more.
Yes.
Six and a half months. For this year, what can we expect? What are your goals?
My goals are 40 pull-ups in a row, 100 consecutive dips in a row, 150 kg additional weight on 130 kg additional weight on dip, and 80 kg additional weight on pull-up. And if I achieved only one thing of that, I will be
happy, satisfied.
Happy, yes, satisfied. Yeah.
Okay, cool. We always have at the end quick questions, quick answers. What is your favorite food?
My favorite food is definitely pizza.
Pizza, nice.
Yes.
Are you a dog or a cat person?
I love both, but the funniest animals on the world is, in my opinion, cat.
Okay.
Cat.
Nice. Do you have a favorite color?
Color, black. That's not color, but I am wearing black clothes.
Okay. Yeah. Me too. What athletes inspire you?
In history of calisthenics, there are only one person which is bigger than the others. That is Lord Whittle. He is huge. He is 90 kg like me, and he could do crazy stuff with his only one arm, like one arm headbanger, if you know. I'm not sure. And if we talk about modern calisthenics, I'm not sure, because here is... We can speak about mix of few athletes that will create someone. In my opinion, is the best. But the closest calisthenics athlete to be the best, in my opinion, is I think Vitaly Fesuk.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, do you have a favorite exercise, a favorite skill maybe, but exercise in general?
Favorite exercise. Generally, I liked the pull-ups the most, but I wasn't good enough in pull-up, and I decided to do exercise which is better for me, and that is dips. And now it's my favorite exercise. I like dips. If I choose only one exercise, that will be dip every time.
Wow. Do you have a favorite book?
My favorite books, I have two. One set of books, Harry Potter, and the other is Da Vinci Code from Dan Brown.
Okay. Do you have what is your favorite music, like your favorite music genre?
So I don't know, some kind of hip hop rap. I listen to that all the time.
Cool. Do you have the best calisthenics event you've ever visited or you've ever been at?
I didn't visit it, but my favorite calisthenic event is Kali Game in Germany.
Wow.
Yes.
Nice. So you're hopefully see you there one time maybe when
yes,
COVID
yes,
is over.
Yes. Awesome. I'm sure 100%.
And the last question, what's your message to the calisthenics community? What do you want to tell the listeners?
I think the main thing about calisthenics, when we talk about strength and endurance, I already spoke about endurance, but I will tell it again. Endurance is something which will your mental strength go to the lift to the next level, and I think that everyone should know. But it's very hard. It's more harder than when we use only strength in our trainings. There's a thing I think everyone who started calisthenics should know, because when you have a very strong mental strength, you will pass every challenge in your life. I'm sure for that, about that, and that's the thing I think everyone should know. And when you know that, you after that you chose about strength or endurance, and you started with calisthenics.
So when you do endurance, nothing can stop you in life because you have the mental power.
Yes, I'm sure.
Awesome. Yeah. How can people get in touch with you? Where do they find you? We can put all the links in the description, but you have Instagram.
Thank you. I have Instagram and YouTube with my big friend Ashke. YouTube is Back to the Basics, and Instagram is NVKinez double Z.
Awesome.
NVKINEZZ.
Perfect. We will put everything in the links, and yeah, we're at the end of the interview before you can say goodbye to everyone, Nicola, and yeah, end the episode. I want to say thank you to everyone listening to this till the end. It's been almost an hour of interview, a really interesting interview. Thanks for sharing so much from your workouts, from your experience. And yeah, it's been
thank
a pleasure.
Thank you for calling me. Yes, yes. Pleasure is mine.
I really hope to see you once in Germany. Otherwise, yeah, maybe in Serbia.
It's possible. It's possible.
Wherever. Yeah. So yeah, thanks everyone for listening to this. If you like the episode, give it a thumbs up. And if you have another interesting interview guest, leave it in the comments. That's nice. And yeah, Nicola, you can say goodbye to everyone.
Goodbye.